I love Geylang so much. Until now.
Definitely.
Until die.
When you mention Geylang, the first thing comes to their mind, oh, red light district, a street walker, prostitution. It's not the entire Geylang.
Geylang does have lots more to offer than nightlife. From social initiatives being run out of backstreet alleys to a Chinese cultural shop that will take you back in time to the 1930s, these are the hidden gems of Geylang, according to residents and business owners.
Okay, silent! Action! Rotting the tape! Actually, my English is very not so good, but I try my best my English. Before I came here, I just passed by. Then one of the local artists offered me to open the shop. Last time, I got knowledge with my late mother. So my mother teach me then how to make the rojak. This is my first time I selling rojak tahu bakar, char kway and rojak buah. So I got a tagline.
It's a movie tagline actually, yeah.
Rojak Masna Ketu from the P. Ramli. Rojak tahu bakar gempu bumi. Naked.
Earthquake.
Earthquake. Naked.
Macam mana boleh naked, Cik Lan? And tsunami?
And tsunami, one day, Singapore, the world become a tsunami. We don't know. Huh?
No.
Is it nice?
Yes.
He only sells three things, but he pull in a lot of customers. He really changed the place. When Ruslan Shah do Facebook Live, it really helps to bring in crowd because from
there... Once I open, they come. They know.
So Ruslan will entertain them, make people happy, sing, dance, disturb them, make jokes. So, like I said, he's
unique. Before the entertainer become the artist, I selling epok-epok, go block to block. Last time I very poor, now I'm a bit rich.
Ruslan, can you teach me how to make your rojak?
Very simple. The first thing, this one, betis.
Is that enough?
Sama. Not enough lah.
Okay.
Put the this one, the coconut. No coconut, peanut.
Can I mix?
Okay, mix.
Okay.
Well, very, very highly. Yeah, lovely. Very wonderful world. Yes, rojak. But I want to try. Wow! Same my hand. Wow, you pass.
My name is Taufik and I'm 34 years old.
My name is Muhammad Shahid and I'm 32 years old.
My name is Alfred and I'm 32 years old.
I'm actually taking over my dad's stall, Mr. Haji Abu Bakar, right here. 20 years in Tekka Market, and now currently in Geylang Serai Market. He has been here for 30 over years. The one thing that is keeping me rooted is his legacy. So if I don't do this, the legacy will just die together. This is the only market in Singapore that sells only halal items. To me, Geylang has its own vibe. You know, the Malay community here is very huge. It is some kind of a place that you can meet your old acquaintance. You can also meet your old relative. I have a lot of people when I was cutting the meat, and then they saw that their friends or family are here, then they hug each other. It's been so long that I never see you. So this is the kind of vibe that I can feel that is in the Geylang Serai Market.
Thank you.
Before this, I was actually an executive at Citibank. It was not easy to leave that post that I had taken up because I really wanted that job. But when my father had a heart attack, it's actually quite easy to decide to leave everything behind and come to help this shop. I have no regrets. From my point of view is that I can pass this shop to my sons, the next generation. Geylang Serai itself is where we belong as a family. It's not about the money, it's what you can do for your future generations. So if you ask me if I want to leave Geylang Serai and leave everything inside, it's not that easy, so I won't leave for sure.
My father has been running a shellfish business here for the past 30 or 40 years, and for as long as this market has been here, I've always been coming down from time to time to do some relief work. Being a school teacher and working at the market are two things that don't seem to fit together very well. I didn't want to be tied down to a 9-to-5 job. A lot of the stallholders within Geylang Serai came from the same kampong and have known each other for like maybe 30 or 40 years. You know, we call ourselves a melting pot society. Geylang Serai is one of those places where you actually get to encounter that diversity firsthand. So you'll see people from all walks of life, like your foreign domestic workers, or even people who are PRC nationals or Vietnamese nationals coming to this market to get fresh seafood supply. And also just the sort of like the bustling energy which exists within this market. It's a place that almost stuck in time. It looks almost exactly the same. And even the people are more or less the same.
Hi Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hi Hugo.
I'm fine. Good, good, good. How many people are you today?
In the middle of something?
Yes, doing some needlework. These are actually customer order. I sell them, I recreate them, and some pieces like this one, these are old pieces of tapestry whereby a customer brought back to me. So yeah, I have to repair them, and if I have the old parts, I will restitch the old parts on these pieces. We are dealing in Chinese cultural products, that is embroidery tapestries, Chinese opera, props, costumes, makeups, and also martial art equipments, and everything under these Chinese like festival products, and almost everything of Chinese items. This whole stretch was known as the Association Lorong, because there are so many associations and clans here. My products we supply to this group of people, and also some of the Chinese wayang troupe, they housed here around Geylang area. They need our products and we need to supply them. Those days is like a necessity item. Because of time, modern times, there was a period almost every of these things was forgotten. Now, it's different. People are coming back asking for, do you have these old products? If you have, can you show me? This was once upon a time used by my grandfather and my parents. Yeah, you can try sitting down. So this is the old phone, which is way back in 1950s. So it's still ringing. You can pick up and try.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Working.
With all these old items still lying around, it's happy for me to show it to them, and I want them to see it, feel it, and sense and look at how these things was being made. This is like a violin. The Chinese, we call it a erhu. So it comes with a bow, you play it.
Oh.
Yes. Want to try?
Sure.
Okay, it's something like that. Basically, okay. Something like that. Yes. This is a passport, something like passport. It's from the Straits Settlement, you know, so probably it's like the British colonial period. It's my grandfather, okay. When he was 36 years old. Yes, and all these are the dates.
And it's from 1937.
Actually, these are not only old, they are very old. They are like 100 of years old kind of documents. And there are a few pieces which date back to even the late Qin Dynasty. And then especially students or especially people who are researching. I bring it out and they feel the paper, they look at the writing. So they have learned something about, you know, in the past, how was things being printed, written, and what was the texture, the material like. If you ask me, how was it like in the past? Look around, no change. Who changed? The people changed. The whole atmosphere still like intact. Eh? This is where my shop come in and I no change. Why? I want people to come in, step into my place, go back in time.
I live in Geylang all my life. So Geylang is multifaceted. Some people know it for good food. Some people know it for its religious institutions. Others might know it for its crime because that's what you hear about on the media. What not many people know about is the community, who exactly lives here, works here, what kind of businesses would establish themselves in a community that's so misunderstood. This neighbourhood is one that is very close to my heart. One of these misconceptions is of the population of migrant workers, many of them who actually live here in the low-cost, affordable private housing. This is where Back Alley Barbers was born. So when it first started, I used to hang out with a group of migrant workers who lived behind my house in 2013. One of them shared that his father was actually ill. And he subsequently stopped cutting his own hair. I decided to learn on YouTube how to give haircuts and cut my own hair for a few months before I offered him the first haircut. So that was right here in this back alley. And for us, it eventually became a movement. It continued with me cutting hair and then friends, family joining, giving free haircuts to the community. Eventually today we have about 80 barbers, volunteers from different walks of life. So I remember when we gave haircuts, it would be really meeting people from all walks of life. And when we give haircut to one person, they go back to their room to shower, then they come back with five other people. So we were doing that every Sunday in 2015 and 2016 as well, before we went to various other places which needed haircuts as well. As a social initiative, I think that is the core tenet of service that we provide. But beyond that, as Back Alley Barbers, the unique thing of how we started is really about the conversations that we have and what we believe in value adding to their lives more than just a haircut.
By my place, so that I like every food, so sometimes I try different things.
Actually, this is my first time trying this food here. So what I had today was Maggi goreng, Thai, and it's good.
So based on his recommendation, we've ordered Maggi goreng Thai. Let's see how it tastes. It's good, it's spicy. I love it.
I come here often to have their frog legs. The frog here very nice, oh. Super delicious.
So we've heard that this is a popular supper spot in Geylang that sells frog leg porridge. I personally had frog before, so let's see if this restaurant lives up to the hype. Pretty good. Spicy, The frog's really tender and moist. If you like frog, this is definitely a place to try.
That we are paying, it is worth it because it came up to around like $40 to $50. That's like about $20 each of us, and we have a lot of food, so it's very worth it.
Okay, so we've ordered for ourselves the prawn chee chong fun, prawn dumpling, sliced fish, egg tart, and custard pao. So I'm gonna start with the prawn dumpling because it's small but it packs a punch. So we're gonna try the prawn chee chong fun. It comes with huge piece of prawn inside. I can see why people come here late at night and queue up for the dim sum.
I've experienced poutine durian with my best friend before, and the durian is very, very nice. And I thought like I'll bring my girlfriend here to actually have a taste of durian for the first time, and she had never had a durian before.
We passed by here, then we saw the signboard. It's like $2. So yeah, we are attracted by the signboard. Then we are all durian lovers. The price is actually, yeah, I think quite okay. Yeah, reasonable. Yeah.
If I were to describe Geylang, it would be like a durian, complex, multifaceted on all sides, depending on who's trying it and what kind of flavor perception they get out of that particular durian.
Geylang today is safe. It's unlike those days when you say Geylang is a very notorious place. I hope you will be preserved this way. With the soul, with the software, with the history. Yes, and it's so vibrant.